So just thinking about these two diseases, pancreatic cancer first, any approaches that you're particularly excited about in either one of these cancers in terms of new research directions?
So for the pancreatic cancer, the BRCA is only the beginning of what we call going after DNA repair defects. DNA repair defects have been shown in the major genomic studies to be responsible for maybe 10 to 12, 13, 14% of the patients. And understanding those defects beyond just BRCA1 and 2 will result in better treatments in that segment of patients. So that's something which will expand, but we're limited somehow by biomarkers that we can use to identify those patients. And that's the research that has to really be more developed. And it's underway. And linked to that, we're also trying in pancreatic cancer to develop subclassifications which are more functional, more clinically relevant, and that will be underway. In terms of targets in pancreatic cancer, philosophically, we have now moved into a different phase of target therapies. Whereas in the past, we were thinking of one molecule, EGFR, IGF-1R, VEGF-1, VEGF-2, VEGF-3, or things like that. Now we're moving more into the functional aspects of the disease, which makes more sense because the functional aspect has more linkage or correlation with the clinical outcome. So the example we used today, we talked about the targeting BRCA1, BRCA2, DNA repair. It's all based on some clinical correlates that we're working on. EGFR didn't have any clinical correlate. The other thing which is really exciting in pancreatic cancer is looking at the microenvironment because the area or the neighborhood of the pancreatic cancer cells is really very important in terms of cells, immune cells, myeloid cells, etc., but also the matrix, the proteins, and the other material there. So one approach which is currently of interest to see what will happen in the phase three trial is the use of the pegylated PEGPH20. It's a hyaluronidase recombinant human, which is pegylated. You can give it IV, add it to chemotherapy. And the idea is that when you break the stromal barrier hyaluronan, you might be able to deliver treatment better, get a better outcome. This has been shown in the preclinical models, moved into a pilot phase two trial, again showing some promise, and now moved into a phase three trial in selected patients for the hyaluronan expression. So that's a trial which I think you have to keep an eye on, and that will take maybe another year or so to get the results or something like that, or 18 months. So that's another area which is of interest. There's one other drug, which is the IL-10 agonist, and that showed some interesting activity in patients with pancreatic cancer when combined with chemotherapy in the second line. And that has gone also into a bigger randomized trial. So that's an area which is of interest because there you're trying to stimulate or improve the function of the CD8 cells that are really getting into the T cells to try to kill the cancer cells. Another area of interest would be the combinations of drugs for immunotherapy. But at this point in time, really, we're too early in that, and we don't have any good signals, but people are trying hard to combine things together. They're combining checkpoint inhibitors with vaccines, with radiotherapy, with other drugs. CSF1R, for example, combined with nivolumab, was discussed in a meeting and shown that it has some activity in a small number of patients. So there are combinations where people are looking at when they're combining the immunotherapy with other drugs that can modulate the microenvironment and let the checkpoint inhibitor or other drugs to work better.
This concludes our program, and we should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab was approved for the treatment of patients 12 years of age and older with microsatellite instability high or mismatch repair deficient metastatic colorectal cancer that's progressed following treatment with a fluoropyrimidine, oxaliplatin, and irinotecan. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio supplement to a satellite CME symposium on GI cancers held during the recent 2018 ASCO meeting.